The outgoing Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Neil Anti-Vanderpool, has hinted of government's intention to roll out the two components of the Policy on Technology and Innovation, which is under the Industrial Policy Framework agenda. Government, together with industry and academia, will collaborate in this regard to ensure the promotion of science, technology, research and development to make the policy become a reality. Mr. Vanderpool made this known at the opening of a five-day workshop organized by African Institute of Mathematics and Science on Entrepreneurship of Sciences and Engineering in West Africa at Blois in the East Central Region. Correspondent Kofi Sechiamapubi has more.
The five-day training workshop on entrepreneurship for scientists and engineering in West Africa is the 17th in the series. It was organized by African Institute of Mathematics and Science, AIMS Ghana, which is aimed at sharing knowledge in some of the best practices that entrepreneurs can derive from science and engineering to help in the development agenda of the African continent. The president of AIMS Ghana, Professor Francis Aluti, says the workshop is timely since the development of Africa is largely depends on the youth. He said the platform will broaden the scope of participants who are interested in learning entrepreneurial skills to commercialize their scientific invention. Professor Aluti noted that since the program was rolled out in 2012, 40 students from 16 African countries have graduated, which one-third were women. He said this initiative by AIMS Ghana will enable Africa's brightest students to flourish as independent thinkers, problem solvers, and innovators capable of propelling Africa's future scientific, technological, educational, and economic self-sufficiency.
Kofi Sechiamapubi's report.